It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on, nah. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramley Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to week 12 edition of Ramley Talk. Look, let me first be to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out here listening to this podcast. I appreciate you taking time out of your day on this Thanksgiving holiday to listen to Ramley Talk. And we're going to get in some stuff to get into. We finally beat Tom Brady. We're going to recap what happened on that Monday night to close our week 11 to get the Rams to 7-3 and in the second place in the NFC. And then we're going to look forward to one of our three losses because it's a rematch with a division opponent in the San Francisco 49ers. Somehow, it's going to be different than the first meeting. We're going to get into that. Tyler O's going to bring you the Ramley Talk, the Ramley Fantasy Talk for week 12 with the matchup with the 49ers, so that's coming. But without further ado, though, let's go ahead and recap what took place on Monday Night Football down at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It was the Los Angeles Rams versus, as people like to call it, Tampa Tom. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'd never beaten Tom Brady when he was in New England. Beat us in two Super Bowls. Gave us an ass whooping over in London. Just embarrassed us every chance he got over there in the New England Patriots. But now he's over in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones. Pretty stocked up crew, right? Hey, we knew. When we saw this game for week 11, we circled and said, it's going to be a challenge. That's a test. Boys passed that test. No running game whatsoever. No running game. Like, the leading rusher for us was Michael Brown with 20 yards. That lets you know we couldn't run, but they dared Jared Goff to beat them. The plan for the Tampa Bay defense was to let Jared Goff beat them, and he did exactly that. 376 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. He did throw 2 picks. Both of picks was not good decisions. You threw it behind your running back on the screen play, went right to Jason Pierre-Paul, and then you can't throw it over the middle late. The safety, Whitehead, jumped it because he knew what he was doing. So you can't do that. Nevertheless, Tom Brady didn't have a good game. Tom Brady didn't even throw for close to the amount of yards that Goff did. As I'm going to look at the stats here, give me a minute. As I look at it here, Tom Brady, 26 for 48, 216, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks. 2 picks. 2 picks. So they running attack didn't get nowhere. Let's see. Ronald Jones, 10 carries for 24 yards. That's their leading rusher. The leading rusher over Tampa Bay was 24 yards. Our leading rusher was 20 yards. So either defense was not going to let the other one run. This was going to be a passing affair. And when you think about passing affair, you will lean towards Tom Brady because six-time Super Bowl champ. He's been in 9 Super Bowls. He's known for doing what he does. But Jared Goff did his thing. Like I said, 376, 3 touchdowns. Got to cut down on the stupid turnovers, man. Can't turn the ball over stupidly. Got to cut it out. Eventually, it's gonna come back and bite us. It's going to come back and bite us. You better stop it. But Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, both were 400 yards receiving. I mean, Cooper Kupp had 11 catches for 145. Robert Woods, where you at? Robert Woods, 12 catches, 130 and a touchdown. I mean, look here. I mean, the receiving duo of Woods and Kupp is so underrated. People don't appreciate Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. Even Devontae Adams took to social media to say that Cooper Kupp is underrated. Like, that's Devontae Adams, who plays for the Green Bay Packers, saying it about Cooper Kupp. If that ain't respect, I don't know what is. Now, big shout out to our rookies, Vance Jefferson and Cam Akers. They both got their first NFL touchdowns on Monday Night Football. Both in the passing game took from Goff, which is good to see. That we can use our rookies on the offensive side. It's good to see. I mean, look, we did our thing. And then defense, man. Defense. Defense only had one sack, but 2 interceptions. Having Tom Brady not trying to get hit. I mean, look. Speaking of rookies, last week it was Darius Williams who had the 2 picks against Russell Wilson. Monday night, it was Jordan Fuller, our rookie safety, with 2 picks on Tom Brady. Our rookies in the secondary are stepping up in big games. Led by Jalen Ramsey, who is the man of the secondary. He shuts down one side of the field by himself because he's covering the best receiver. But when you're playing against Mike Evans, when you're playing against Chris Godwin, when you're playing against Antonio Brown, when you're playing against Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Bray, Tom Brady got weapons. And yet, 5 catches for Antonio Brown, 57 yards. That was lead the receiving court for Tampa Bay on Monday night. 57 yards. Godwin had 57 in the touchdown. Evans had 49 in the touchdown. Gronkowski only had 25. Brake only had 23. Dude, the whole receiving court for Tampa Bay combined for 216. Receiving court. Woods and Kupp by themselves was more than that. 145 for Kupp, 130 for Woods. You're looking at 275 between Woods and Kupp. Outdid the entire receiving core for Tampa Bay. That's saying something. You talking about Mike Evans is a big receiver. Chris Godwin is one of the good slot receivers. Antonio Brown can play outside, inside, whatever you need him at. We know about Gronk. We seen Cameron Brake do his thing. But that is remarkable. 275 between Woods and Kupp outdid the entire Tampa Bay team. What a job by Sean McVay, by Brandon Staley, and his Rams organization to get that win on our last East Coast trip in Tampa, Florida, against everybody's Super Bowl pick in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Way to go. That's what we wanted to see. Now that we got that out the way, let us switch gears, because one of our losses was a divisional loss. So we lost to Buffalo at Buffalo, we lost to Miami at Miami, and we lost at San Francisco. Kind of feeling we'll probably lose at San Francisco. Division opponents, you know, you want to win your home games. You want to protect your home turf against your division rivals. So, yeah. Garoppolo was healthy that game. Kittle was playing. Debo was playing. Mostert was playing. And they handled business, you know. Terrible game by Goff. Things happen. But now it's the rematch. I don't see Garoppolo playing this game. Kittle might not even be playing this game. Who knows how Raheem Mostert's going to look. He might not play this game. He's at home. Payback is up. You know what? Unfortunately, it's not against the same crew that we need to play against. But payback, you know what? And it's coming for San Francisco when it comes to Sunday, 4:05 Eastern Standard Time at SoFi Stadium. It's going to be a problem. Goff had trouble against that defense. He had an interception. I think he fumbled either once or twice. Then we go back. I was already back in week six. That was our second loss of the season. Week six. Kind of seen it coming. Couldn't do nothing about it. They jumped out on us early. Offense couldn't sustain anything. And Dave was killing our defense in the first half. See, they jumped out on us. See, at halftime, you was looking at 21-6 score at halftime. And in the second half, they only scored 3 points. In the second half. I keep saying this week after week after week. When it comes to the second half, this defense led by Brandon Staley, they make the adjustments and they make sure you don't do what you did to us in the first half. Look, we outscored them 10-3 in the second half and we lost by 8. We lost by 8. Just imagine. If we came out starting hot, like we did with Tampa, we got the ball, went down the field, we scored first. So it was back and forth, scoring. Tampa Bay kind of took the lead, we took it right back. Second half came about. Matter of fact, let me go back to this. Let me see. Because the score at halftime with the Tampa Bay, I think it was 17-14. Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers only scored 10 points in the second half. We only scored 10 points in the second half. The adjustment Brady Staley makes in the second half is remarkable. When the second half comes, the second half is our time. That's what that means. Let's go to the previous week in week 7. Halftime score with the Seattle Seahawks, it was 17-13 our way. The final score ended being 16-23, meaning Seattle only scored 3 points in the second half. The second half adjustment by Brandon Staley and this defense is great. It is also great that they make second half adjustments and they know what they need to do to come out and say, this ain't happening. Not in this half. So we know our defense is going to step up in the second half. Our offense need to play from beginning to end. We still like that killer instinct. We still like the killer instinct. That's why I need Goff to start making dumb mistakes. When we need to put a team away, we got to put a team away. Show the ability to put a team away. That way, when it's playoff time, and you know, it's time to put a team away, you can put the team away. That's what we need from Goff, from McVay, and his offense. When it's time to put a team away, put the team away. You know your defense. Whatever the opposing team was doing in the first half, they're not going to do it in the second half. Brandon Staley and that defense ain't going to have it. But when it's time to put our foot on their neck and break it, you need to do it. So next up on the list, at home, SoFi Stadium, bring on the 49ers. Because we got something for you. Come on, bring them on. And then after that, we go to Arizona. We'll see how that goes. But for right now, it's a home game against San Fran. We need our payback. We need our payback, and we need it in a big fashion. So, with that being said, Tyler O's coming to you with the fantasy talk against the matchup with the 49ers. Take it away, Tyler O.
Welcome to Week 12 of Rams Fantasy Talk. I'll be your host, Tyler Roginski. As always, this will be a quick one. Wow. I have to admit, the Rams, 2 weeks in a row, they have seriously surprised me. They've responded well after that embarrassing loss to the Dolphins. They're playing very good, efficient football. McVay is hashtag good at coming up with great game plans. It's just great to see. Enough of me gassing up the 7-3 Rams. Let's dive in. Rams draw a division rival to San Francisco 49ers, who are a shell of their former Super Bowl selves. Much of this has to do with injury, but that is just how the NFL works. The Nick Mullins-led 49ers pose very little threat in this matchup, especially if we see Brandon Ayuk sit with a positive COVID test. We'll have to wait and see the news on that one. Vegas would also agree that the 49ers pose little threat, as the Rams are a 6-point favorite in this matchup. The Rams' running back situation continues to be a headache for fantasy football, and sitting all running backs last week was the right call. We saw the snaps go as follows: Henderson, 33 of 72, Malcolm Brown, 27, Cam Akers, 12. Just frustrating, especially in a game against the Bucs. As stated though, this matchup is much better. Henderson continues to be the lead, that's air quotes, lead back, even though it's a pretty even split between Henderson and Brown with Akers sprinkled in. Considering the 49ers are pretty average against the run, Henderson continues to be the preferred green zone back. Again, that green zone is 0 to 10 yards within the end zone. He's absolutely in play as a low-end RB2 once you consider the likely game script. That being, the Rams take an early lead and keep running the ball as they have been most of the season. Also considering game script, I cannot advocate for starting Malcolm Brown. He's the preferred back in passing downs, third and long, and two-minute offenses, but it's just not a game environment where I see much upside. I would bet that we see a Henderson touchdown before we see Malcolm Brown get three catches. Akers continues to be a great bench hold. He isn't getting play, but he is an injury away from relevancy. He is, in my opinion, the most talented back and doesn't need an injury to be a fantasy asset. McVay just might turn to Akers just randomly or something like that down the stretch, and that will be that. It is a long shot that that happens, but if it does happen, you want to have Akers on your bench. We're starting Henderson this week, benching Brown, and benching Akers, but again, they all deserve to be on a roster. We saw two incredible week-winning days from both Kupp and Woods, rewarding those who drafted them in a key Monday night matchup. Again, we start them both, nothing new to add there. I will follow up on the Kupp concern I had last week, and that again was snap rate. At this point in time, it's well documented that Kupp will come off the field in two wide receiver sets, yielding snaps to Josh Reynolds. But it's hardly a big enough concern to ever bench him or move him. Both Kupp and Woods are rock-solid wide receiver twos in this matchup, with wide receiver one upside. Again, business as usual. Josh Reynolds did see a season-high 91% snap rate last week, but did disappoint in the box score. He's a hold. Put him on your bench. Do not start him, but he should not be on waivers at this point, as his usage is still good. Rookie Van Jefferson did see his first TD in the NFL, but it was on a 5% snap rate and only one target, meaning he's still a waiver wire guy. Ignore the TD. He does not deserve to be on your rosters. There are much better guys that you should have on your bench, namely Akers or Josh Reynolds. Higbee and Everett continue to cannibalize each other's fantasy value. I have no interest in starting either, unless you're in some deep tight end league or tight end premium. There just isn't enough to go around to make either a decent start. I would definitely look elsewhere, neither even in my streaming pool this week. Not to mention the 49ers have allowed the second fewest points to the tight end position this year. Higbee and Everett, no interest. And then Jared Goff, he continues to be an absolute fantasy headache. I can never get the guy right. He's overperforming in bad matchups and then underperforming in good matchups. I just can't advocate for starting the guy in single QB leagues, as the game environment would tell me that the Rams are going to be running a lot and running successfully. I suppose you could absolutely do worse than Jared Goff, but to me, he's really a prime second QB in super flex leagues. Again, I'm not starting Goff. Again, this could bite me in the ass like it did last week. But either way, Goff is on my bench. I will not be starting him in single quarterback leagues. And then finally, the Rams' defense special teams is a top six option this week. Nick Mullins has tossed three interceptions in the last two games and is now facing a premier pass defense. Again, not to mention we might not even see Brandon Ayuk out there. I love the Rams' defense special teams this week. They are an easy start. That'll do it for Week 12 of Rams Fantasy Talk. You can find me on Twitter at FFTylerO. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and don't forget, tell somebody you love them. Later.
All right, Tyler O, thank you for that. Catch Tyler O, Fire on High Podcast. It'll be coming out on Friday after Thanksgiving. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I hope everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving, whether you're traveling or you not. Wear your mask, do whatever you need to do to stay protected from this pandemic. Enjoy your family, enjoy your food, enjoy your football. I know I will. I'll holler at y'all next week when we get ready to travel all out to Arizona to take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. But for this week, it's a payback at home against the San Francisco 49ers. the playmaker, signing out of Jacksonville, Florida. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Holla at you.